Dr. Pinsky dictating amount I am eight on Antonio Santos, S-A-N-T-O-S. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Santos as described in the reports listed above. Pretty's now a 61-year-old male who simply indicates he was injured at work between 2012 and 2016. But as a result, he believes he injured his left thumb and hand as well as his lower back. Pretty did go to the emergency room afterwards, period. He had further evaluation and treatment, including surgery on the thumb in 2012. Pretty continues to receive medications from Dr. Gonzalez. Period. He indicates he now cannot lift over 10 pounds and has limited standing capabilities. Period. In paragraph, as per the record supplied, he receives an order approving settlement on 10/31/13 in reference to the hand injury. This was 30% of the hand due to orthopedic residuals of crush injury with fracture to the distal phalanx of the left thumb with surgical repair of the left thumb and left third finger. Period. He then applied for a reopener in that respect. Period. New paragraph, the additional documentation supplied shows Mr. Santos was seen by Dr. Wisser, W-I-S-S-E-R, at Princeton Surgical Associates, period. This was in follow-up regarding his left thumb. Period. He explained that based upon the severity of the original injury, the development of interphalangeal joint arthritis, gamma arthralgia, and cold hypersensitivity are not uncommon. Period. He saw Dr. Wisser. Scratch that. Dr. Wisser concluded there was no indication for further medical treatment, comma therapy, comma operative intervention, comma or durable good use. Period. He participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 5/17/18. Period. His capabilities were quantified. Period. Overall, they concluded he was capable of light duty for lifting and carrying, but walking and standing are within an occasional frequency. Period. Overall, his movement and lifting abilities do not meet the job duties as a laborer. Period. In paragraph, Dr. LaRocca then saw him on 6/13/18. Period. His assessment was multi-level lumbar disc disruption with chronic back pain, for which there was no surgical solution. Period. He was at maximum medical improvement with permanent restrictions as noted in the FCE. Period. He then followed up with Dr. LaRocca on 6/22/22 relative to the 4/4/16 event when he was lifting a compressor that weighed 2,400 pounds. Period. He had therapy and injections and then lumbar discography that revealed multi-level disc disruption. Period. He had last been seen in 2018 when he underwent an FCE. Period. Mr. Santos told him since 2017 he was disabled due to his pain and had not been working. Period. He had no treatment for his low back in the interim. Period. Nevertheless, his pain was routinely 10/10 in the morning when he awakens. Period. Upon exam, seated root tension sign on the left produces excruciating anterior knee pain, while on the right it is negative. Bridge straight leg raising on the left at 20 degrees produces excruciating low back pain. Paired axial compression test produces severe low back pain. Paired acetabular rotation to the right produces severe back pain, but there was none on the left. Brady had good muscle bulk and tone throughout. Paired strength was 5/5. Paired deep tendon root flexors were diminished at the knees and 2+ at the ankles. Paired there was no clonus or gross sensory deficit. Paired there was lateral joint line tenderness of the knees bilaterally as well as positive patella grind bilaterally. Paired he noted the various radiologic studies the petitioner had undergone from October 2016 through 3/28/18 period. That was a post-discography CAT scan that showed grade 5 disc disruptions from L1 down to S1 period. Dr. LaRocca opined he was at maximum medical improvement, period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed surgical scarring about the left thumb and the dorsal aspect of the right wrist. Period. There was a boutonniere deformity of the right small finger, period. Motion of the left thumb was full but elicited tenderness without crepitus. Paired motion of the fingers, wrists, elbows, and shoulders was otherwise full and almost fused without crepitus, tenderness, trigger, or locking. Paired hands, wrists, elbows, normal, extremities lower. Left hip internal rotation was full to 45 degrees, but elicited low back tenderness. Paired motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was otherwise full in all spheres. Paired deep tendon reflexes were 1+ at the patella bilaterally and 2+ at the Achilles. The rest of that is normal, spine, cervical. He had generally decreased range of motion in all planes on an active basis. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. He ambulated using a cane with his right hand, but did not have a limp or foot drop. Paired, he was able to stand on his heels and toes, eliciting low back tenderness. Paired, he changed position slowly and was able to squat and rise. Paired, he sat comfortably at 90 degrees lumbar flexion, but actively flexed to 50 degrees and extends it to 10 degrees. Paired bilateral rotation and side bend were accomplished fully. Paired, he was tender at the lumbosacral junction, as well as the right paravertebral musculature in the absence of spasm, but there was none on the left or in the midline. The rest of that is normal impressions. Antonio Santos injured his left hand at work on 3/16/12 and then his lower back on 4/4/16. Brady did undergo surgical intervention on the left hand, but not on the low back. Period. Since evaluated here, he returned to the orthopedic care of Dr. LaRocca, who again deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement regarding the lower back. Period. He had also seen Dr. Wisser on 11/17/17, advising him of similar issues and permanent symptoms and limitations about the left thumb. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found Mr. Santos ambulated with a cane in his right hand, but did not have a limp or a foot drop. Paired, he had variable range of motion about the lumbar spine. Paired, neither sitting nor supine straight leg raise maneuvers elicited low back or radicular complaints. But as was the case with Dr. LaRocca, he had diminished patella reflexes bilaterally. Paired, neural tension signs were negative. Paired, there was healed surgical scarring about the left thumb and the dorsal right wrist. Paired, left thumb motion was full without crepitus but elicited tenderness. Paired, new paragraph, my opinions regarding permanency and causation will be the same as those that I marked in my prior reports. And that is the end.